Okay.
Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 136. My name's TJ.
I'm Dan.
I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
Woo! Welcome to the show.
Hey!
Kid free house.
Yes.
All right, back to the...
It's a kid free house. I'm living in a kid free house.
Joe, just fucking scream.
I say kid free house.
Can you scream as loud as you can right now?
Just the gay.
When's the last time you did it in your house?
The gay, though, next door will know.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nothing good. What time is it? Like 10:30?
That feels good. Yes, police, they're screaming.
Alright, that's it though. No more of those.
Unless we're playing Towerfall or the other one.
Yeah.
Free scream. Free scream is fun.
Free scream indoors.
Free scream.
That got my voice like into podcast mode.
Yeah, this week on. Yeah.
Warm up your vocals.
What are we talking about today?
I got games and games and games.
Games and games and games.
Yeah.
You want to get the shit movies out of the way?
Yeah. We have movies?
Oh! He looks me right in the eye. Yeah,
he did. I'm going to see it this weekend.
Sabra.
Did you see it too?
I'll see it tomorrow.
Oh, TJ. Oh, no. Spoiler.
Come on. Hey, kids, man.
Hey, you know what? It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
I heard...
You liked it?
No, it's good.
I did like it with some complaints.
It's better than it needed to be.
What are your complaints? Better than Avengers 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
better than Avengers 1.
Yes, I would say Avengers 1 was something else because of the Hulk.
I know.
You know, and Thor.
And it was the first of that caliber.
Better than Guardians.
No, every character was dead on, I felt, in this movie.
Nice.
Perfect. And Spider-Man was amazing. Black Panther was cool. Vision was awesome.
Vision was awesome, but fucking
Vision's more like...
Neutered?
What, as soon as he starts to get powerful?
Well,
you know how like Blair Witch or whatever?
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, she's like the balance to his power.
Well, she just controls...
fucking chops his ponies off.
She has mind control, right? So that's what she's doing. Like, Envision's a little bit human in some way, right? Is that the story of Ultron?
He's Jarvis, right? Is he not?
He's Jarvis, but it's like human tissue, or is it not? I forget too, but he's the Vision.
I know when Jarvis is,
and he has a mind of his own. He can have conscious thought, so she can control that. So I think like every time he tries to get big, she has to intervene because she's the only person who can. But Doctor Strange looked cool, right? In the trailer, not in the movie, but in the trailer, it's like I can see him being part of that world now.
Cumbersnatch?
You know what? I wish they came out with the movie because that trailer looked like this is so cool. This would be amazing for. Did you see that trailer?
That's strange.
That was so fucking cool. It was amazing. Jibbed in IMAX in 3D.
Yeah.
And
all three of those.
Jibbed in IMAX 3D.
Yeah,
but I wish that they would make movies that weren't connected. Just so, like, you don't have all the characters that... Not all the characters have to be together all the time.
I hear ya.
I wish that was just some crazy fucking movie that was... That's its own thing.
There has never been one with... Except from Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was the only one with...
But that's still connected.
It's still going to be...
It is still connected through villains, actually. Through Thanos. He's in both.
Well, like Ant-Man, you could say, separate.
No, but they threw Falcon into Ant-Man.
I know, but it was it was just a...
It was really small.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was shit. Sorry.
Yeah, but Ant-Man's really cool in this.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's really good, and like he was a significant character. And they pulled it off like really nicely. Like I'm super happy with it. Like
that's
it could have been so much worse, you know. Like they're not all good.
I'm not like
Ant-Man wasn't good, you know.
But I'm excited for this movie. I've been excited. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah,
Spider-Man's awesome.
We were talking about miscasts for the characters. Like who you think?
Quicksilver.
Who's the biggest miscast?
Terrible.
Hold on, missed cast or
Quicksilver was terrible.
Yeah,
but.
Also,
an actor you don't like in the movie.
Yeah. Right, yeah, miscast. You
know? Miscast, yeah.
I hate Hawkeye. Jeremy Renner's cool, but I hate his Hawkeye.
He hasn't been cool so
far.
Yeah,
he sucks.
So I don't know about Civil War.
He's trying to be, like, sarcastic all the time, like, oh, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get out of here, Jeremy Renner.
I think he's hideous and he shouldn't be a superhero.
He's just so smug, right? I don't know, he's a weird guy.
I think Chris Evans is a total miscast.
Oh, shut up. He's perfect.
He's got to be like the fucking pretty boy handsome dude to be Captain America. And this is exactly
he does, is. But like, there's got to be somebody who would do it way better than him. I don't buy him. I don't know.
Well, he's not the strongest actor in the world, but I think he does a pretty good Captain America. All things considered, like, there are worse actors in those movies, like, and he can fight.
Who would you think would be better?
You know, that'd be a good episode, eh? Like, pick five fucking characters and who would be good actors to fulfill those roles.
Yeah.
For sure. Marvel.
Yeah.
Or a better way, instead of having five actors, have five different superheroes.
That's what I'm
thinking. Think of one each. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
Who would be
next episode?
I would love it. Comic books and movies are some of the things that I like talking about.
They are some of the things that I like.
Yeah. You like movies too?
No, dude. Like, we talk about games and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I thought this one was cool. And like, if I've played a game, I can talk about it. Otherwise, I find myself, like, re-listening to the episodes, like, you don't know that. Why were you talking about it? Like, no, it's what's going to be. You don't know that shit. Just chill out, dude. You don't even really like games.
Alright, we can do that next week. I like that one.
But I like talking about
it. I enjoyed the movie.
Good. Elizabeth Olsen is what you're getting at, right? They throw her in and try and give her, like, a weird Sokovian accent.
Is she the Scarlet Witch? Yeah, she's terrible, too.
She's really
bad. But you know what? They make sure she's, like, super hot. At all times.
No.
Yeah, they do. Dude, they make sure.
You know who else is hideous?
Who?
Cap's dreams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's like... Her nose she's an every girl. And I'm like, only badass... What?
It's shaped what? All rocky and weird.
Only super hot girls have special powers. And if you aren't super hot, then you're not a superhero. Like, that's her role. She's like, kind of uglier than the other girls you hang out with, but I'm real. And it's like, okay. Cap, like, fucking kisses this chick.
Who is she?
She's just an agent. She's in the CIA. She was in the Winter Soldier. Remember, like, she worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Winter Soldier?
Oh.
She was, yeah, like, Cap kisses her.
Ooh, she's shocked.
This one's cool, though.
I hope so.
What else? Did I watch any other movies? No, I don't
know. A lot of people were laughing at all the Marvel jokes. Comedic scenes, but just, like, dumb jokes. Like, romantic comedy jokes you'd see.
Another season bad ones, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, there was one guy like, oh, like moving back and forth in his chair.
You know what? Was it one of the, was it, because,
was he retarded?
Who was the character? Was it War Machine or Falcon?
Oh, War Machine.
Was it War Machine or Falcon?
Flat.
And here, buddy, you gotta come in. No, I'm just saying there's
I don't spoil it anymore.
Jokes are just terrible.
Oh my god, they're bad.
Some of them are bad, yeah.
They pull you right out. Just...
How's the banter?
It's better.
Better?
Like, yeah. Everything they say is, like, an interesting conversation about whether they're choosing to go with this accord, this Sokovia Accord or whatever. Like, when they talk about their motivations and choosing sides and stuff, it's really compelling.
I thought and, their first argument scene...
When I say banter, I mean, that's more like...
Yeah, like jokes together. Like,
actually, I would say it's better. Ant-Man's really good, and so they put a lot of Paul Rudd talking in those scenes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot say it enough. Like,
wow.
What's so great?
Like, they hit one out of the park.
He's the youngest.
Agree.
Why?
There was that one joke, and it was like, where are they going with this? And then it ended up being like a really cool thing.
It was cool.
Yeah.
All right, stop talking. I'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah. But Hardcore Henry was... So bad.
Really?
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I mean, the screen that we saw it on was disgusting. It was a regular movie. It was a regular Silver City screen, like...
which looks worse than tube TV.
So it's like 480p.
This fucking frames per second. It's
worse than
tube TV. It was 480p, like 16 frames, dude. It was so low.
Yeah, it was like... an arm movement was like three... Like,
you can see
like, just like, and the first person, I was like, I had to leave. Like,
yeah.
Made me so,
he actually did. Like, he called me. He's like, I left the movie. I'm at the Real Canadian Superstore where we used to work eating
it's
food.
A healthy drink.
Yeah. There's no,
really stoked.
There's no, like, Steadicam.
Scary.
It wasn't the worst thing in the world. If you can get a good download, like an HD.
I might just wait till it's on Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it'll probably be $10 at Walmart within the year.
It'll be on Netflix.
I'm downloading.
Oh yeah, nice.
It'll be on.
Yeah, Netflix. You can download it.
I listened to
it's a good little
the film junk review of it.
Did they hate it?
They loved it.
No, yeah. I didn't.
Frank was like, I really liked it.
Because,
like,
he's a gamer.
Maybe. Yeah, he's like, it's got a better story than every first-person shooter game I ever played. Like,
it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you didn't see the story. You left.
Yeah, I didn't see the story.
Yeah, like, everything with Sharklo Copley is really cool, and, like, there's a lot that goes into, like, the end and stuff like that.
He loves it, though.
No, it's just, it is better than most
video
games.
So, okay, the viewing
was so bad.
The viewing was terrible.
The what?
The viewing. Like, the screen was bad. I'm sure the sound was
bad. Yeah, the sound. Well, actually, the sound was good because we told the guy to turn it up.
The movement, I think the first-person movement.
If you were sitting...
Like a cool
it, yeah, it was worse than Cloverfield.
If you were sitting
way.
Right here,
ugh.
And you watch it on your TV...
Worse than Cloverfield, but still okay. If you can
Cloverfield
manage.
Was
okay
really
with
bad.
Cloverfield.
Yeah, 10?
Well, this is worse.
Oh, so, sorry. I thought you were talking about 10 Cloverfield. Maybe.
There was one really cool scene, and that's worth watching.
Watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 80 minutes or something like that.
I'm going to watch it just because it looks cool.
Alright, so we're going to talk about games?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Games!
That was fine.
Games!
Get it?
Me.
Meats.
Battlefield 1.
Remember
that?
Exclusive.
Yeah, hey, what is that? What the fuck? What are they doing?
If it was,
I hate that shit. I clearly they did it together. Like, it's Microsoft branded. Like, the whole stream today
brought to you
brought
by
you
Microsoft.
Xbox.
But they
Xbox
didn't have anything. Yeah, but that doesn't
they
mean, what does it mean?
They paid so much money for that.
They paid so. It would have been called Battlefield 5 or like Battlefield.
Do you think it's that intense? Do you think it's that much?
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
They changed the title to let
Microsoft
name the game.
You're nuts.
No way.
The fact that they did Battlefield 1?
It's a number one, not even O-N-E. There's no way. I didn't even make the connection. There's no
I
way.
Because I'm onto it, baby.
Because you're nuts.
I'm fucking nuts. You serious?
Because I'm onto it. Didn't they call it Battlefield 1 because of Xbox One?
There's
and
no
it
way.
It just so happened to be that it was World War 1, but they could have called it Battlefield 1912.
Hey, how do you feel about how understated the fact that it was World War 1? Like... The
Is there
theme, no, but the theme and the presentation of the trailer was. Oh, what was the song?
Oh yeah,
Jackie Stern. That's an awesome fucking mix, by the way.
Yeah,
that was
but
cool,
if it's like
he hated it,
if I wanted a Battlefield World War One story, I'd want like in 1685.
Do you have like a?
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
I wanted like the seriousness of World War One. Like if they're making a mockery of World War One. If that's so,
that's so boring.
Sure. But that's kind of what I wanted. I wanted them to be intense about it. And it was just like booty.
I think it looked pretty sweet.
It did look sweet. And I don't think the game is going to have rock and roll in it. Or dubstep.
I hope not, yeah. But no, but this trailer.
It's a hype trailer.
Imagine that was being played in the background. As you're going through.
Sure, but...
You might hear Seven Nation Army like on a tank radio.
As far as game reveals go, I wasn't impressed with that reveal. Like,
no.
It just wasn't. There was no substance.
Leading up to it too was the biggest fucking tease. Like 4 o'clock, and here we are.
Here's the history.
Are
I
you
was
ready
mad.
To watch? Yeah, like they just talked the whole day about the history. We're gonna talk about it more. And that one guy walking around the stage, like I'm gonna let him reveal it. He's like,
that was so stupid.
I'm like playing games. He's looking at the monitors like. Back and forth, like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I was so, like,
and
not
now,
into that.
Without further ado.
Did you see what I posted that fucking
favorite
meme
part
of the thing?
Of what?
Of the trailer. Like, one clip or something that,
no.
Like,
there's, I really like
there's
the trailer.
Two for me. There's the one where it shows the guy in, like, a gunner.
The turret on the fucking
on the
thing
plane.
Is
and the angle that it's at is just super cool. Like
that's over, fucking cool. Yeah.
Over
that
the right shoulder down,
part.
Just, like, jungle beneath.
Can we watch that right now? Real
yeah.
quick?
No.
And then
no,
talk about
it's
it?
Off.
Damn it.
And then the other one, there was, like, another plane one where they're going through the canyon and he's
explodes.
In a red plane.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
Red Baron,
for
baby.
A second, it's, like, first person just, like, it's awesome. Those both alone, I'm, like.
I don't buy that that's the first person, though. I think they stuck a camera on an in-game plane.
Sure.
And to film the trailer.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, all those angles, it's like...
But it looks
I
beautiful.
I want to see Battlefield.
This game seems supposed to come out in October.
Yeah.
21st.
It probably does.
I was so let down.
It's just a fucking...
I was so upset today.
It's the same engine as fucking Battlefront. It's just...
It is not.
It looks good.
It's way better.
No.
But none of that's gameplay.
You think it's a different
none
engine?
None of that's gameplay.
None of it.
You think that's a different engine?
First of all, they would have announced
not,
the engine. They might have announced
the engine. It's the
engine.
rendering. It's not the PlayStation rendering.
What?
It's PC.
Yeah.
That was PC for sure.
That was PC, and it's a rendered engine. Video that they use.
It's made in the engine. What? They can use it in the fucking most massive PC ever. You know what I mean?
But it's it the Frostbite engine.
Yeah.
It's going to look really good.
It will. Listen, Battlefield looks really good still. They're going to up Battlefield 4.
You know what? I was watching...
Yeah, Battlefield 4 is still like the best looking game on PC.
As far as... PC. Games of that scale.
Games
of that scale? Yeah, absolutely.
I was watching them play Parasol Storm while you were talking about it. You're like, Daniel, I was watching this right now. I jumped in on my lunch break. I was watching it. Parasol Storm is fucking awesome. I miss that game. That was when I enjoyed playing the game. Like, small maps, like, a domination.
Yeah, domination.
And then when I played with you guys, it fucking ruined Battlefield.
When did you watch this?
Today. They were just...
A stream.
There was a stream before.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, us when we played or something.
I was talking to Joe, kind of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
It was cool.
It was.
They were going through
just saying, like, I fucking miss Battlefield.
They were talking so much about, like, here's the fundamentals, and then, you know, this game. And they talked about each game for an hour. Or for, like, half an hour, probably. Like, with little cuts in between. Yeah. But they talked about each Battlefield game, and it went to a live stream, and it was pretty cool.
What did they say about 4 and, like, the screw-ups?
They talked all about, like, how they had to get two teams together to, like, fix it. And, you know, there was a lot of hiccups early on, but the CTE really helped. And, like, immediately they were able to, like, what does the CTE stand for? The
Community Test Environment.
Yeah. And they're like, this is the biggest thing that we have. And, like, it's everything that made, everything that fixed Battlefield 4 was because of this.
Yeah, that's true.
Or I don't know if that's exactly what they're saying.
And they hired people, like, out of that.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So, I mean, that obviously is something that they're already doing for Battlefield 1.
Where did you get the date? The October?
Is it the end of the trailer?
Is it?
On YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah. It says available.
Oh, yeah, it does say pre-order now.
And it says access on it. Xbox, PlayStation, and PC on the 21st. As if Xbox is going to get it in advance of the 21st.
They do with EA Access.
With EA Access, yeah.
Okay. Battlefield 4 trailer. Do you remember when it was like, go in. And like you were like infiltrating like a small corridor? It was huge.
Oh, no, with what?
Battlefield 3 trailer or Battlefield 4 trailer? Was like really good, and
you're underneath the water, like the car.
Yeah,
I remember, but like there were narrated scenes, like the first scene of the campaign or whatever, but it was still Battlefield. That's what I kind of wanted, you know. We got a Flash trailer,
yeah.
So I still don't even know what the game looks like.
It looks like a game that's 3 years away, like it's crazy that it's coming out in October. Like, from what they showed,
what am I gonna see for the horse?
Yeah, the fucking horse rider.
Just do a backflip off a horse.
You guys think you're going to enjoy this game? I think you're going to hate it.
I will hate it. Yeah. I like a weak anime, I suppose.
I hate it. It's not Battlefield 4.
I hate every new Battlefield.
It's going to be the best World War One game in the history of World War One games. The same way Battlefront is the best Star Wars game, but it's still not Battlefield. And I feel like that's going to be problematic for you.
It's Battlefield.
Yeah, but it won't be.
It's not going to be Battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It will.
It's not going to be. They're going to break the formula a little bit to be true to the World War One.
See, that's the thing, is I didn't see multiplayer Battlefield, and that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
They weren't showing it off.
No,
it was a reveal trailer.
Clearly, everything is there for it. Like, there's infantry.
And that's late. But even a campaign trailer.
There's fucking all the show me a campaign trailer. They show it.
I know, but...
It's going to be the same game.
Splash.
Like, shit's going to control differently and be...
It's going to be clunky in comparison.
We'll see. They're calling it the future of the fucking franchise and shit. Remember how, like, backhanded Hardline was?
I think they specifically made it look very action-packed to make it look like it's going to play fast-paced like a current Battlefield. But I can't see it unless they have some craziness with the guns. Are we convinced it's alternate history? I'm not.
No, it's
definitely not.
I didn't see anything.
We thought it was because of the way everything looked leading up to it.
Yeah, that weird like fucking spike thing and weird gun.
Yeah, but it's just a fucking claymore, not a claymore.
I don't know. They gotta take liberties with the guns to make them
a trench,
not beast period accurate type thing.
Well, are we talking? Was there machine guns?
Zeppelins in it.
Was there machine guns? Yes, there was.
Yeah, but you can't. Really, dude, you have to have good gun mechanics. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking bolt action everything like. It's got to have really fast shooting guns.
There must have been machine
guns. Right? There's no attachments for anything.
Yeah.
It's got It's gonna be bare bones based on
just nothing with lasers.
Or it's a Battlefield game. Battlefield game is based on upgrades.
Exactly. Like
people come to expect.
Yeah, but you're not gonna gain an infrared scope.
What upgrades are they
gonna? You're not gonna get an infrared scope, but you're gonna get different like range scopes and shit.
Yeah, you will.
And it's just it's gonna be a fucking great game.
I wonder if they'll have to change like
they cannot how like they the bounce. Main DICE team cannot change Battlefield. Like they said, like every year we've come to love you guys and all the feedback you've given us. Like,
yeah.
You make the games better. Check out this new game. We're taking all of this shit away. All the shit that made us famous. It's gone. We're putting in fucking planes
with guns. I think all the evidence points towards them being true to the genre they've chosen, which is World War One. Battlefront and Hardline suggest that, like, they're not...
The fuck are these horses?
Battlefront isn't Battlefield, to be honest.
I understand know, that, but
it could be cool.
They
be
could
cool.
have made it more Battlefield-esque. They chose to stick with the theme of Star Wars, which is a good choice.
Yeah.
But it made for a less Battlefield experience, less gameplay-centric experience.
But this is called Battlefield.
I understand.
It's the, like, it's, and it's the main team. Like,
but Battlefield's always been accurate to like the way it would play, if you know what I mean? Battlefield was only fun when they made it current. The old stuff was fun because it was... Low standards.
1942 was fun.
Like, yeah, because back then the standards were lower, and you could get away with slower like guns and shit. You know what I mean?
Games progress. Like they don't. They're not going to go back. They say they're going back to their roots, but like that was. They could only do so much in that game.
It's certainly interesting, by two, man.
And then they were certain. They were
I completely agree, shit. But I think they're actually going to again. They're going to abide by the fact that it's World War One into the accuracy of the guns, and that's going to ruin the game for you.
Okay, so hold on. So there is machine guns.
I don't know. Yeah,
there are shotguns.
There is.
There's pistols.
There's a few.
And what else? What else? What kind
snipers.
Of other
fucking sweet snipers?
Snipers. Dude. What else is World War One like? Fucking technology.
I don't know
like
M1 tech. Gas.
Like we had those weird Red Baron planes. So low flying.
The planes will be phenomenal. I think.
Yeah.
They'll feel and sound great.
I'm sure it'll feel just like Battlefront, but like. No, but I don't want them. I want them to be harder to control. I want it to be
They'll be clunky and like.
So no helicopters,
metal machines,
right? Yeah, like, no helicopters, but they have tanks. Different kinds of tanks.
Those tanks look awesome, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Like, what else is...
Panzers?
That World War One tank. That fucking blimp and shit.
I said it's probably going to be super difficult to take down a tank. Like, you see a tank. Like, oh, what the hell?
They're probably going to have, like, the...
I wonder if you can put those sock nades.
I was just going to say exactly that. The sock tar nades.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was World War Two. Actually, World War Two was only 10 years later, though.
Yeah. No. 30
years later? Really?
32.
Oh, fuck, that's crazy. What are 10? I might have thought like...
You brought up that's a C4.
Yeah.
Was it 32 years?
They said there's going to be...
14 to 30... 45. 31.
31 years?
There's also different...
generation.
Different... what do they call classes?
Okay.
There's like there's recon, there's medic and support and whatnot. But there's also like pilot... And like tank captain or what, like tank guy.
This is known.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like
sweet. So you load six like classes a, instead of
tank
four,
dude. Yeah, I think so.
You that's know what? It's cool. Certainly interesting. Like they threw me for a loop. I still don't know what it is, but it's got me questioning it. Like
here's my prediction: the guns suck. The vehicles are amazing.
I don't know.
And they're going to focus heavily on vehicle play. And if you don't enjoy that,
they just got to make the guns feel powerful.
Yeah, they like I'm thinking like how scary it must have been those
they don't
primitive
fucking
firearms.
They don't
firearms.
Focus on anything though. Like they focus on making the entire game fun. Like they call it that rock paper scissors.
Yeah, it's
that gameplay.
Like multiplayer is what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so like they must have an idea for how this all works.
Yeah, it's the same as every Battlefield game. Like if there's a tank, you're like I can't take that tank out.
Because I'm not a fucking engineer. Like,
yeah,
the
I'm
engineer,
an engineer
like,
I don't
cool.
have C4. Like, it's going to be that same thing. Like,
C4
if there's a tank, I'm a fucking medic. I can't
still
take it. There's going to be guys that...
I bet that'll be balanced.
Right
I just
stuff.
Think, like, the player
it's
versus
gonna
player.
Be Battlefield.
Yeah. It's going to play a lot like Battlefield 4.
Yeah, it'll just be like...
Like, with new guns.
Yeah, player versus player is
the,
play
I wonder if they, like, the attention to detail and the sound of the guns. Like, the...
Yeah, the
powder pops, like...
Like...
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Like a snap. Like a gun sense. That sounds like a snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little plume.
The whole, like, blowing through the, like, those wide fucking barrels that were shooting giant little balls.
They had muskets.
The blunderbuss?
What kind of guns were
those? Fucking like 1812.
No. What was that?
1812. Remember that shit?
The thing that we saw shooting at like the single load thing, that was Civil War, right? So like, how much later is it? How much later is World War One?
Civil War?
Yeah, those guns that they're firing with the cannons and shit.
That was 1812.
When was the Civil War?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, there was the war of
1812,
right?
Was it like? Remember they had the cannons.
When was so? Shit. Yeah, but those must have been close.
1914 is World War One.
18. So it's 100 years later.
100 years. How far we've come, though.
Wow, there's so much history. It's been so long.
Yeah. They should do fucking really, 1812
back. Take a long time.
It's been a long time, really. It has.
Imagine they just kept going backwards. It was like war of fucking swords. Primal. Like it was just battlefield medieval. Like
they do have horses in this shit, which is nuts.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
That's even weird. C4. Maybe I can feed
it. It could be really cool to actually like. There's a guy with a sword. That could be cool.
Battlefield's melee is like some of the worst.
Hey,
melee,
no, but like they were talking about how important melee's close combat part. Was.
Yeah, they had a shovel, a fucking spike.
Yeah, spike made.
They're like the realities of close combat like existed in World War One.
Yeah,
like
trenches and shit.
That's one of the things they said.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of trench warfare. They have to they have to be right to the source material.
It's gonna be fucking shotguns and trenches. It's gonna be so.
Boom! I said boom! The rat maze fucking maps. Like this close quarters rat maze of just trenches.
You will die by shotguns every time.
Oh my god.
If that were me, that chair would have to explode.
I wanted that chair to break so bad.
A couple more shots.
Hey, that was a
fake shotgun.
That was Mandy's old chairs. Like she lived at Nova, she's like, she didn't take them. We're like, Mandy, do you want these? She's like, no, just keep them. We have one of them left.
My chair.
It's your chair, man.
So,
what? Because you married into it? You stupid asshole. This is before you. This is long ago.
So this is my chair, then. This is what you're telling me.
So I feel bad for freaking. So you're saying is I'm off the hook.
Oh, kinda, yeah. But in a roundabout way. Thanks, well, that's... Buddy. No, it's Mandy's old chair. It's mine now, I guess.
Did you have games?
I need a chair. Yeah. Thanks, bro. I've been needing a chair.
Alright, He just had three games.
You had three games?
Yeah, sure.
So games.
I don't know.
I told you it's game, but don't
no one played Overwatch, eh?
Overwatch?
What is it?
Yesterday. You played it?
It's actually it was by Blizzard apparently.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that until I fucking brought up the stream.
It's going to be fantastic.
Wait. It's crazy. Like there's fucking like 20 plus characters you can play,
and they all play differently.
Three different classes, and they all play differently, and they have special skills.
Is it a fighter?
No,
is it a MOBA.
It's
like a MOBA multiplayer shooter where each character plays different. He plays Hanzo. That's all the videos that I've seen.
Yeah, I played him because he just said play the fucking arrow.
He's got a bow and arrow, and it looks so fucking sick.
There's a lot of cool shit, dude. Like I only played like. Not even half the characters, and there's a lot of cool shit in there.
I think this is going to be the one that sticks around. There's like
it's all over the place.
Blizzard has never made a bad game.
I hope that like people don't gravitate too much towards like this one character here.
No, absolutely not.
It seems pretty balanced, and hopefully they continue to balance it if that happens. But
there will be overpowered.
It's pretty cool.
There's gonna be overpowered.
The characters all look fucking cool. Like the chicks are hot, and like the guys look like there's like a fucking the monkey dude.
Yeah.
And like, you see him in the fucking map, like, actually playing, and he's running through just fucking smashing dudes. Everyone else is trying to shoot shit, and he's, like, fucking insane. Like, it actually feels like a fucking video.
Pretty super slow.
Wow. It's fun. Like, I got into a house with this guy, and he's just tearing up my team, like, this way you'd expect to see in a video. Like,
it's like, holy
shit. It looks
really
cool, yeah. And then, like.
Does it look really good?
You use special powers, you can kill a bunch of dudes.
It does have a very cool art style.
It does have a cool art style, yeah. It's very,
It's flashy.
Yeah. It just looks nice. Like
we'll watch a video after that.
I thought like that and Battleborn. I thought were the same game.
That was the idea. They're competing. Battleborn sucks.
Yeah.
Battleborn's out.
Everyone's
Gearbox made that shit.
I know.
And they made Final Words.
Bioware.
Bioware was a good game.
You know Bioshock. What? I mean, well, Borderlands was great.
Bioware. You have to like. I don't know. Gearbox is Borderlands?
Yeah, same guys who made Borderlands made Battleborn.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess it feels a lot like it, but not nearly as good.
Oh, okay. I have no interest in that game.
Me neither.
Honestly, this game, you're going to have to invest probably a lot of time learning the characters and just accept that you're not going to maybe do well for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that ruins games for Chad sometimes.
Not being able to do well?
Yeah. But,
it's tough.
There's a lot of cool stuff in there. It's just fun. Like, I kept switching characters, and, like, they have cool stats. Stats are really well laid out for, like, how many characters you played and your streaks and all that shit.
So, Blizzard's fucking on the ball.
Yeah, they did a good job with it, and it's only going to get better.
I am going to have to download this beta tomorrow.
A couple more days.
Yeah.
Those are games. Like, you guys, like,
you could get started,
super into those games.
Start the download after this. While we're outside.
So,
it's small. It's, like, 3 gigs,
maybe? Man, I don't know if I'm ready for that kind of game.
No. I played, I think, 4 games and 3 maps I hit. I was like, this is the full fucking game. I'm pretty sure, like...
All the characters are there?
All the characters are there.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's a beta.
Are we still talking about Bioworks?
Yeah, Bioworks.
I can't do it. You know, like, I'm not ready to dive into that. I like closed experiences, knowing that, like, it's going to be done.
The fuck are you talking
about?
Right
now, that's just where I'm at.
Sure.
No, you said download it. I'm thinking, maybe not this one.
Oh, it's a beta?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to play it?
I don't know if I want to play that kind of game. Like, long-term investment type stuff?
It's a beta.
You can just jump in and play games.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to be successful, you have to learn the characters and pick favorites.
I don't want to do that.
It's not...
It's a really easy
game. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just,
I'm out of
the conversation.
I'll play it. I don't want to play that. That sounds like a lot of fucking fun. It seems like a cool Halo type multiplayer or some shit. Like, just fucking cool. I don't know. What?
No, it
feels kind of like Team Fortress.
Yeah, it's more...
That I didn't get into.
Hey,
but less...
Did you get into?
Were you not going to drink this? Here, I took one sip.
No.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well...
I'll get...
No, food. Don't.
Ew.
I'm beer right now. I'll grab a beer when I want.
Okay.
Grab a beer when I want.
Oh, the water's on, guys. Pasta's on.
I do want a beer.
Nice.
Go get it.
So
go
get it. I played Alienation.
Oh, yeah. Is it good?
No.
Oh.
You know what? I don't like this kind of game, so I decided.
It
kind of
looks like Diablo, but not as good.
I played Dead Nation, and I was like,
this game sucks.
Probably okay, but like, I just don't like those. I feel like there's not a lot of skill in that kind of game. You just, like, Resogun, there's skill to it.
Mm-hmm.
This game where you're just kind of shooting around.
Is this the same people as Resogun?
Yeah.
That's surprising, because I didn't know that the people who made Dead Nation made Resogun.
Yeah, I didn't know either until this game.
Wow.
That was Mark. You know what? It's cool. Like, the loot is cool. Because I'm sure the higher you go, you feel like you're actually getting guns that are, like, strong. I kind of got that sense. They look kind of cool.
Well, I saw, like, big enemies, and it was, like, kind of...
Are you talking about Alienation without me?
Smart gameplay.
Oh, man, this is my game. I didn't play it.
You know what? It's probably... It'll get better and better, but, like, it's...
Imagine you had someone to play with, too.
Yeah, I went to public. First, I went private. I said, I want to do my own shit and figure it out before everyone plows through the level really quickly.
Yeah, that always happens.
Then I go slow. And then I did public, and like it didn't join a game automatically, and I didn't understand how that works.
Yeah.
So maybe I just got to play with people to understand it a little better. But right now, it's like it seems like a slow burn. Like, every level takes really long, and it's the same fucking enemies.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm playing it wrong and not, like, going to the objective fast enough, but...
Well, I didn't like Dead Nation either.
I didn't like it either. This is definitely better. Legit.
Okay.
But, like, I just... I don't know. Maybe the pacing at the beginning kind of sucks. I'm nowhere near the videos I've seen online where, like, they look really cool because there's so much shit going on. There's been a couple areas that were, like, a lot of guys come and it's been a bit challenging and I've had to be a bit skillful in, like, my use of all the different abilities. Yeah. That's kind of been cool.
Do you get upgrades with the cool level? Or, like, throughout the game? Like,
yeah,
is it
you
all
do.
About
you
upgrades?
Do. Yeah. Yeah.
So you just get better at dispatching more of these?
You keep unlocking different skills, and then you get, like, different, better grenades, and then you kind of used to learn them in combination with each other.
It kind of sounds cool.
It does sound like a cool game
idea. You know what? It probably is cool. The more I'm still invested. It's very easy to play and pick up, which is nice. I just feel like I've played it, like, now 2 nights in a row, and I've just the exact same experience, and I kind of wish that they had... jump me ahead farther rather than the exact same enemies.
It's just
play the exact same enemies.
Oh my god.
It's cool. It's not Resogun.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, Resogun's amazing. Reservoir Dogs fucking amazing movie. Why is it my guy?
Alright.
The only thing I played was Star Fox Guard, which I kind of mentioned to you.
Oh, this yeah.
Is kind of cool.
Star Fox crap.
I haven't turned it back on.
I'm impressed.
I haven't put the game
I'm sorry.
Back on.
I haven't even seen it. I have no.
It's cool, man.
Doesn't your little boy like it?
Yeah.
That's good.
He.
You gotta get him some of these
he
games.
He can't be the first level, but he's learning every fucking day. He's getting better. Like, we take for granted starting with 2D games with no toggle stick. Then moving to fucking one toggle stick, and then moving to two.
Yeah,
he can't shoot and move the toggle stick at the same time. So he's learning to like toggle, shoot, and then eventually in a week or two, he's gonna do both at the same time. He's gonna move and shoot at the same time.
Like, God,
and then we're like, yes, good job. And then it's gonna be like, okay, move the fucking second toggle stick for like strafe, you know, and shit or whatever.
He'll get it, and he'll just—he's gonna be good at games.
I love seeing him get better. It's awesome. And he's obsessed really with games. Like, hours and hours and hours in a day.
This is all that I've heard. Every person that I know that has kids around, like, anywhere from, like, 3 or 4 to, like, 7.
Oh, my God.
They're obsessed with games once they start playing them.
He loses every day. So, like, PS4 games?
Games.
Well, look at us.
They're so addicted.
I know.
We were fucking obsessed. I did nothing.
You remember throwing fits?
Because I couldn't play games?
He loses and he goes, he just goes back like this and he starts kicking. Emily can't stand it. He gets so mad and I love it. Like, he's
fuck?
So funny. He's, what's that?
Do you fuck you?
No, he doesn't swear. But he just throws...
Fuck!
He doesn't know how to handle the emotion. He just throws the gamepad and he's like,
The same fucking reaction.
It's so funny.
Dan punches his shin. Remember when you did that playing Halo the last time?
It's just gross.
Boom, boom, boom. Three huge...
He must pull. He must hold. Yeah, you hold back.
No.
No, he fucking...
No, you pull him, man. You pull him.
Dude, I love that punch.
There's no way you're punching yourself.
I punch myself. It hurts.
Dude, I beat the shit out of myself a few times. I've been taking that punch, too, a couple times when I was playing Battlefield.
Yeah, it's like, don't fuck up or I'm going to punch you really hard.
But now my hands underneath the...
So you just
desk. Boom. So I just go boom with the controller underneath the desk, so it's just like everything just goes just like and then the controller broken. Fuck!
Oh, that's awesome.
I've never broken a controller in anger, but I've come really close recently to
the twist.
I just really when I get really angry, I want to just go like this and just
you know what I've done now?
Man, I'm in such a different place.
I turn that game off.
Yeah?
I turn it off. I don't get to that point.
I don't even play that game. I do not even play that. Like if it's like easy, play it on easy. You know what I'm saying? Like I never get myself into multiplayer. Yeah,
when you start dying, it pisses you off. It's like I'm dying.
Bloodborne or like this is games you play on veteran. You don't get pissed with repeated.
Well, no, because I play a lot slower. Like I actually think about where I am in the environment and I'm learning like where people are going to be and stuff. And I mean.
You play that game differently than any
I think I might, and that one's not as good as Advanced Warfare. That's all I'm just saying. Yeah. But I'm excited for Infinity Warfare. We haven't really talked about that, but we don't need to.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Halo Preacher. Nice fucking catch.
Did he do a full flip?
No. I think he just fell a little bit. I was holding it weird. I was like. Like Gollum or something.
Infinite Warfare. Like,
I think it looks good. The trailer was. I mean, the first.
Aside from the fucking song.
The first half was pretty shit, but once it got into space and stuff, I was like, whoa.
You know, Call of Duty, they're going to places they had no business being.
Last time,
like,
I
fucking
was playing.
What was I killing there? Like, they turned into orange.
That was fun. Wow. That was
No. This game sucks. Like.
No, that was a memory. It was in the past.
I talked about it on After Dark for like a fucking hour. I'm like, no, it's not good. But it's still kind of fun. Anyway, but it's not
Infinity.
Infinite Warfare.
Yeah.
I will
Infinity
find
War.
Play. Thank you.
The point's better. Ones.
This is the
new. Yeah, but the Warfare is the branding, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, Infinity War is going places they have no business being. But they do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Hey, when you guys mentioned like, as soon as you guys picked up that game, you're like, didn't Modern Warfare Advanced Warfare look better than this?
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, they're saying what I want them. You know, they're saying the same things I'm
thinking.
Like,
this looks terrible.
Yeah,
and
then you're like, try our shit. And I'm like, it track his shit. But like, I want the real one, and that's made by these next guys, right?
Yes.
And it's the sequel to Advanced Warfare, right?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
No.
There's no like connection to the
story. This is Infinity War.
No. But like spiritual, like the next game those guys made.
Advanced Warfare.
Who's making it?
They did Ghosts.
Infinity Ward is making this game.
And Sledgehammer made Advanced Warfare, though.
Yes.
Okay. Did they? I thought they only made the single player.
No, they made it.
Yeah, they made the single player.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Alright, well, I want the Sledgehammer game then. Forget about this stupid game.
Yeah. This is back to Infinity Ward. They made Ghosts.
They also made
Infinity Ward.
Really? Which sucks.
Yeah, it was Ghost. Yeah.
All right, forget it. I'm out.
All right, yeah, it was Ghost with Infinity Ward, Advanced Warfare, and Sledgehammer, Black Ops 3, and the fucking shit one.
Trier.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan was telling me that our Infamous team is making a Spider-Man game.
Not confirmed. There's rumors of it.
Really? I did see that rumor. I didn't read into it, though.
Yeah, the rumor.
Sucker Punch?
Oh, my God.
Because Sony is, tied really tight with Sucker Punch now.
Idiots.
They should be making Infamous fucking 4.
Dude, they would make the best Spider-Man.
Here's the thing, though. They're giving.
I'm convinced that bugs are coming, so I'm turning the lights
on. I thought I'd seen a bug.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Did something land on me?
There was one bug up at the light.
Really. Yeah. It was
So now we're sitting in the dark.
Actually, no.
Joe saw bugs, and now we're sitting in the dark. So no, let's see it.
There's another
an amazing Spider-Man.
Just like city traversal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It could be amazing. It could be amazing.
I love Spider-Man games.
I want Neon and Rock.
Dude, the last Spider-Man game that was good was Maximum Carnage for Sega.
Blowing up cards.
No, there was a good one. Spider-Man 2 was good, wasn't it?
Picked.
No.
Two competitions.
There hasn't been a good Spider-Man game since Maximum Carnage for Sega. Period.
Wasn't there one for GameCube? Which one was on GameCube?
Spider-Man 2.
I think it might... Jeez, I don't remember, but... It wasn't horrible.
Super Smash Brothers. I don't know.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon.
What are you talking about?
Why Pokemon Snap? Because I said the Nintendo system? You guys gotta...
No, I said a random-ass game that I didn't think...
You were all saying Nintendo games.
No, I was just trying to make a joke.
Anyway...
Super Metroid.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, what was that Spider-Man game called? Metroid.
Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man game was called Metroid.
Super Monkey Ball. All
right.
Why don't we cap it?
We had somewhere else to go.
We gotta make the pasta and then go back into the fire. I think we talked about movies and games. TJ, what else you got?
That's it.
Have
I played any games?
I put that fucking tabletop thing. It was shit.
Is this shit?
Is that what Jetpack Joyride's awesome. Everyone does that.
I played the Doom beta, and I uninstalled it after the second match.
That game comes out really soon.
What about Gears?
Oh, Gears?
Did you play Gears?
Oh.
It's bad.
Yes. Talk about it.
All right.
Dig it in. It's bad.
It just feels...
Dig it in.
It just... I don't know.
Hey,
Gears multiplayer feels. Single player game, I think it's fine, but multiplayer, it's like... You get good at certain little annoying tricks, like the shotgun roll that everyone was always doing. Just like, that's not...
Is it still the same
thing? It's exactly the same thing, and that's the problem.
So, they just emulated?
That's what it felt like to me. Very, very much. Like, first time I got killed was a fucking chainsaw guy. He just ran at me, and I forgot which button to switch to, like, guns.
Yeah.
Because it's a stupid D-pad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I hesitated for a second, he cut me in half. I'm like, I see nothing has changed. It's the exact same game. Sucks.
With a couple different guns?
Yeah, the new guns are bad. Like, it shoots out, and then when you let go of the trigger, it drops.
Yeah, the drill bomb or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to shoot over cover, but, like, it's really hard to determine the distance.
Yeah.
From the angle that the, like...
But is that supposed to be the idea?
I don't know.
It can't be super overpowered.
Why? Think of the fucking rocket launcher in Halo. It's good to have, like, a fucking power weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, to get a power weapon that'll fucking require you to have skill with it makes sense, too. I don't know, I just don't like Gears.
I never played Gears. Was Gears multiplayer any good?
Yeah, for its time, it was.
Okay.
But now that nothing has changed in the first game, even the second was good.
The Gears formula got old real quick, though. For me, anyways.
Yeah, it's just roll.
Yeah, roll shotgun. That's all the game became.
Roll, cover, running and cover, doing this weird squad animation.
Are you trying to shoot somebody? Doing like, because they put a lot of emphasis on the on like how gory it is, like the graphic kills type thing. Like you get
okay.
you get like fatality type things, like guys on the ground, you go up and like kick him over, stomp his head, like yeah,
yeah, and that gets old fast.
Yeah, because then you're just getting shotgun. People just want a shotgun.
I don't know. I probably sound like an asshole. People who like Gears probably enjoy it, but I'm over Gears. I couldn't care.
All right.
We gotta close it, I think.
I think so. I think we're done.
That's the second try.
Okay. ARM Podcast on Twitch and Twitter.
AllRangeMode.com on the internet.
There you go. Leave some feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Come all see me range. Play my games on AllRangeMode.ca. A lot of times I'm playing Battlefield.
/ Twitch.
With my buddies TJ, Joe sometimes.
Yep. Brett,
Kyle,
best friend,
and Dan never anymore.
Because
I don't play Battlefield.
But we're on, baby.
We'll play Overwatch. Games. We'll Twitch on Overwatch this week.
Ooh! All right, I'll arrange one out. Okay,
goodbye.
Okay, bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Fuck you, little freaks. All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, thanks.
All right, see you, man. All right.
Thanks for the beer, you king. You're gonna have to go get it yourself.
Come on.
No,
where'd my orange pop go? There it is, next to my beet.
TJ.
Should count this in.
Do you have another two monsters for me?
Is it starting? You want to sip it in?
I did. Where is it?
Want to sip it in?
Hold on.
Oh, you got your own. You can go. TJ!
Did you actually get me two, or are you...
Yeah, I bought four.
Okay, cool.
Four.
I thought I just don't need to be nice.
What are they max right now? Two for five?
You said two, and I was like... Is he sharing or does he want two?
I wanted two.
I figured you might have, so I bought myself. So I
bought four.
I only drink one.
What do I want? All right,
I'm pushing this in a little bit.
Do I want Ultra Black?
Oh, I had that yesterday.
I'm trying it.
I think it's a black. I think it's a black cherry. Pretty good.
I love my buddies.
That's a good time.
Hey, well, what do we...
Don't put any structure to it. Let's just start talking about it.
Yeah.
No,
it pushes anything. Don't you dare fucking put structure to this shit.
No, because that, like, we're having a good time, and then it's like, okay, and welcome to the All Right. It's like, oh.
Really?
That's me right now.
I hate not having an intro, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's also a thing I only appreciate when I'm jibbed. Like, at the moment, like, oh, let's just have a conversation, but listening to it afterwards, like...
Yeah, when we put on like the tiniest little bit of like professionalism on an episode, like
structure.
One of the big episodes, and we're just like, oh, there's cool songs, and you know, you put some
games,
goes
into it, like, earlier this week in games.
I really want to get back to that, to be honest. Just like separation of movies and games,
yeah, man.
It's so much better.
It is this week in games. Better.
You know what, you say like...
Oh, I was thinking console wars, man. Console wars,
like, not being aware of the podcast.
Come dumb womps.
You need to be slightly aware.
Yes.
Just slightly.
You need to be aware, and it just makes for better listening experience.
Yeah.
Like, listening to chaos is like, fuck, man. Like, it's fun to do. It's fun to do, but to listen to.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
100% agree.
A lot, like, the episodes have definitely fallen in like...
Production values?
Well, no, just like...
I didn't even put a song in it. I put you yelling at your dog as the intro to the last episode.
No, I'm not saying
that's
that.
A terrible song.
Shut up, Bree! No, the editing was fine. I'm just saying, like, the way we present
it. But it used to be like... Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, dude, bing, I used to put, like, three songs in every episode.
Hey, it's Joe Mulrish mode! I'm here to say I'm gonna rock your ears tonight, today.
Let's start...
Because the way our gym mind works is like... Like, we start talking about fucking a TV show we watch, and then it's like, it's into Zelda and Skyrim. We're back to Star Fox.
And it was the...
Like, oh, okay. Oh, what were we talking about? Yeah, Winter Soldier was pretty good.
Yeah, that seems like... Dan and I were talking about these today. Like, in your own self, like, thinking about qualities that you have that you didn't choose. You know, like me, I can never be quiet or something like that. Like, we got into this little talk. And it's like, it's a quality in myself I don't admire, but people like me for it. So it's just like, it's part of me.
Oh, wow.
The same thing with the podcast. It's like... I'm kind of losing my train of thought here, but like it's something that happened. Something that happened organically on the podcast. Like, we started having conversations like that. It would dip in, fall out, and then we'd be like, "Oh, what were we talking about?" Get back on topic. Like, that is something that didn't exist before we started recording the show. So it's like an attribute that we gained in our everyday conversations that like came from the podcast.
What? I don't follow.
What?
You're not following me?
I feel like we talked the same before. I think the whole idea was to get...
It was just the, structured, and then you would move us along a lot. Kept like a show going.
No, like outside of the podcast, like the whole idea was to get like an organic conversation, right?
I feel like we've gained a little bit though because we started to let each other speak.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like we in a group setting, we would all wait our turn to talk. That happened because of the show.
Yeah, I've always kicked ass before. I'm finally out.
Anyway, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I mean, we still can't do that. We do that when we get jibbed. That's the thing. We fall off then.
Yeah, we start talking over each other again. Jibbed. Yeah. Just like now when I just started talking over you.
What?
So wait, do you want to talk about a game then? You want to break into the game segment?
Games!
Wait, cut the tune now. Cut the tune.
Alright, this week on games. Yeah. Last week.
Can we do an intro? Oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. Go ahead, T. Do it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, the structure was there, man. We were into games. There you go. All right, games. This week on games. Last week. This week on games. Last week on games.
Joe, you're editing this week.
That's fine, man. Like I said, it's just going to be a fucking solid file.
Stupid thing at the front.
And then the exit on the back.
Fuck, well, orange mode.
You know just what? Do the intro.
Do people appreciate this though?
Okay. I have no idea. This has to make the air.
I have no idea.
It'd be like I'd like to hear feedback from Zach if he's listening to like our gym episodes.
Nobody listens anymore.
It's just we don't.
No, yeah. If he listens to these episodes still, if he's still listening, tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
Like
I think when we started like free nigger and. Fuck, I'll let that out.
Yeah. Remember that was like a serious concern. It's like, oh, it's...
At one point, we're just like, fuck it, leave it.
No, for like the first 5 episodes, I considered censoring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like putting in Star Fox sounds in between each swear word.
I remember
and do you have any idea what kind of undertaking that would have been?
Yeah.
I've censored before.
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You take full conversations out.
Yeah, like I say the N-word for jokes, like at the time, because I'm like... It'll make you guys laugh. Like,
and
what I just said
time.
There.
It's
like,
funny was, every time.
I was thinking about
exactly,
this.
But it's like, I don't want that repeated.
I was thinking about this a few days ago. We could do without that joke.
Oh, no way, man.
We would be just fine. It's
no way.
It's a
cheap that laugh wouldn't have been achieved. Yeah. I just got a good laugh at that free nigger.
You did. I enjoyed it more than usual, but I don't know. I just...
That joke had to be
done. We're in our 30s now. Let it be beneath you. I don't know. Maybe not.
Just mark the time.
No, you know what this is right now?
I started a fucking
what this is right now is every fourth episode, each one of us produces it. And every fourth week, it's Chad's Small Town Jib, just like it always is. Like, these are those episodes.
The one at the field
after
that we recorded.
What?
Yeah.
The one we jibbed in the field, I cut like an hour off of that. Like,
really?
The time we're just like, and then like, we run into the bush and piss or something.
Okay, intro.
Intro?
Yeah. Just do it. Get it out of the way.
All right, I need, like, a moment of silence.